بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تسيد الأشعار وهذا الشاهكي محمد أختر صاحب رحمه الله. رنگ لا يجي كب ميري آهي رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جو مجائے کہہ کے صلی علی جو مجائے جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں تیرے در پہ میرا سر ہو یا رب تیرے در پہ میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے سارے عالم میں پھر کے یا رب سارے عالم میں پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے لذت قرب لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے درد دوں چاہے اختر درد ڈھونڈ چاہے اختر اہل درد محبت کو پائے اہل درد محبت کو پائے رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جو مجائے
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا. This very beautiful اشعار of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, which are really the dard-e dil from the heart of Hazrat, and this is what we should try and bring within us. what Hazrat is saying. Of course, Hazrat's maqam, where can we reach it? But that should be our objective. Not just to listen, on it's no entertainment whatsoever, but it is that we should also have that feelings within us. And these ash'ar are rendered so that we can bring them within us. And he had a love of Medina Sharif, which is a very great integral part of our iman. The love of Medina Sharif, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are very, very important things in our iman. Very high position they hold. So, yeah, Hadrat says very beautifully, Rang laayegi kab meri aahe. When will my duas be fulfilled? That is my aahe, that is my pleas and cries of the heart. And when will they take color? That is, when will they be fulfilled? From here also, from this very title, we can understand that we should never ever give up on duas. That Hazrat has been making this duas all the time. And when Allah will fulfill it, that Allah knows. We must keep on making duas. Our work is to plead, to persist all the time. And it is Allah's work, when He wants to, He will grant it to us. But we must keep on pleading. And Allah accepts duas in which the different forms they may be. But duas are accepted readily by Allah Ta'ala. And dua itself, this is a dua also. And duas are a great ibadat also. Dua silahul mu'min. Dua is the weapon of a believer. And it is a weapon for defense also, and a weapon for offense also. So we should never ever neglect this great, great weapon which Allah has put, given us, and right in our hearts. In other words, till the last moment of our lives, we have got this weapon. And it is the strongest weapon. More than all the weapons of the world, this is a much, much more stronger weapon. And a dua wa mukhul ibadah. Dua is the very crux and sum total of ibadah. It is the marrow, the very inside, the depths of ibadah. So this is a great ibadah. We should not be neglectful of dua. Whatever presently also conditions are around us, whether it is with regard to the virus or the various types of laws the government wants to pass, which will handicap, which will limit, restrain, and in fact control us completely in all our matters, we should say at least how much duas are we making for this. Dua all of us can make. If we are not sending a petition, we are not petitioning the government, or whatever else, but dua we can make, and dua is the most powerful. And it's so much at least, if Allah has to question us also, all these things were happening, what did you do about it? And if we say that I had no power, I was helpless, I was powerless, then if Allah has to say, but dua you could make, and dua is the most powerful thing. So we shouldn't be neglectful of dua in any way whatsoever. We should always be engaged in duas for all things. And in fact, unfortunately, our system is, we try everything, and when everything fails, then we say, now there's only one way to make dua. Whereas it should be the complete opposite. The very first thing must be dua. And we should keep on making dua. And dua, and after that, support it with some asbab, permissible asbab which are permitted. But dua must be the main thing. And dua also shows the connection of a person with Allah. Every one of us, we can see that how much are we connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If that dua is there, almost whatever we need, whatever we want, we ask Allah Ta'ala. So much so it comes that if your shoelace breaks, also ask Allah Ta'ala. In other words, everything we should be turning to Allah Ta'ala. And we can each one of us gauge ourselves that how much are we connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How much duas are we making? How much is that conviction in our heart that Allah is the doer, that Allah alone does, and we have to turn to Him. And if we don't pay, or we are not making dua, then it is an indication that we feel I'm in control, I can do things. I will phone, yeah, I will get this done. I will order that, I will give this instruction, I will give that instruction, as though we are in control. But if we are turning to Allah Ta'ala, then it is that we realize that nothing is in my hands, everything is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Also, one of our good friends wrote a very nice article in which he says that we should think how much are we making dua. And then he says, not bad dua. Today when we hear something, somebody is in a difficult condition, we just have some difference with him, we don't like him or something, then no, usually, we, even in the close family this happens, then bad dua comes out. And then we see, you see, Allah is showing them. You see, even worse will happen to them. So we are making bad dua. Dua we have to make. Whoever it is, we should be making dua. First of all, we don't make. And if we make, we are making bad dua. And the other thing is also, where shaitan overtakes us, that all are making dua, nothing is happening. That how much duas are we making? The whole world is making duas. And in the meantime, in that, nobody is making duas. We are just covering it up, and duas we are not making. Really, dua is a thing that we should really engage. And then again, we see how much it is stressed that we are told the times when duas are accepted, the places where duas will be accepted. And yeah, as Hazrat speaks of Madinatul Munawwara, Masjid al-Nabawi, Rawda al-Mubarak, though it seems a bit difficult to go now, but with our we can imagine that we are there, and that is also a great thing. Though we cannot be there now, even if we want to go, there is a procedure, and even so it is difficult, and many of us don't want to go through all the procedures which are presently the requirements, but with our heart we can be there. Whenever we are reading Durood Sharif also, we should be reading it as though I'm in front of Rawza-e-Mubarak. Whenever we are making du'as also, that I'm at the Kaaba, at Multazam, and like that, to be in the Kaaba and make du'a is difficult. Where are we going to get the permission? Fortunate are those people who got sometimes the opportunity and they managed to go in the Kaaba. What a great honor. But with our muraqabah, we can be in the Kaaba whenever we want to. We can be at the Multazam, nobody is going to pull us away from there. We can be in the Hatim, we can be making tawaf, and with great ease and comfort we can be making our du'as. Then we can be all, and we can be moving at what a speed. Now we are in Safa Marwa, we are with Mount Safa at Mount Marwa, we are between Meilain Khair Aghbarain, the two green lights. We are there, we are making dua. Now we are in Madinatul Munawwara. We are at Rawza-e-Mubarak. Now we are in Jannatul Riyadul Jannah. All the time, that nobody can stop us from that. That we can do. And inshallah, with that, like Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, somebody said that to say, Ya Nabi, is this not permissible? So Mufti Sahib was very, very fast in his, and very sharp also. So he said, yes, it's permissible. Just make the thought, just have the thought that you are standing in front of Nabi. Not just that you are, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is here by us, but that we are standing in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we, Allah Ta'ala has given that to us. So Hazrat says, Rang laayegi kab meri aahe. When will I see the fruition of my du'as? When will I see actually my du'as are now being accepted? Phir Madina ki janib ko jaye. What was my du'a? That we go to Madina Sharif. And now also, all these restrictions and that are all man-made. And in front of Allah made, they are nothing whatsoever. Allah can remove them instantly also. Allah has got a system also and Allah would, there is a system, but for Allah Ta'ala to change conditions immediately and bring everything back to normal and everyone can go again, it's not difficult at all. So, and dua is the thing by which we can turn to Allah and Allah will grant it to us. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbat. And this is now all that muraqabah. Hazrat is in his tahajjud. Hazrat is at the time of tahajjud, whoever, and he's making this dua that when I will see that green dome again. So we can also visualize it that I'm seeing the green dome. Tehke salli ala jhum jaye. We will say, read Durood Sharif, and we will go into a trance. We will get that enjoyment of being at Rauza-e Mubarak. We are seeing the green dome. Now at the moment also, if we just visualize that I'm there, I've just come to Haram Sharif, and I'm seeing the Gumbat-e-Khizra, the green dome, and I'm taking my full enjoyment of being, of just my eyes, my vision, my eyes on Gumbat-e-Khizra. Jab huzuri ka alam ataho, and when I will be given the honor of being present in front of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And what a great thing to be present there. And as somebody had explained, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his time of Khilafat, where he went to in the last 10 days of Ramadan, he went and read Salatu Wasalam at Rauza-e Mubarak. And what Allah Ta'ala blessed him. When he reached there, there was a Bedouin, a person from the outskirts who are not so cultured, and their hearts are very clean, and they say things as it is. So he was busy presenting his Salatu Salam. And in what a beautiful way he was presenting it, he said, "Oh Allah, I am your sinful servant that I have come here. This is your Nabi of Rahmat. And you love your Nabi. And Shaitan is my enemy. Is our enemy. Oh Allah, if you forgive me, my work will get done. Your Nabi will be happy that one ummati is saved also. And his work is done. And Shaitan will be displeased. And oh Allah, you are far beyond that you will do it. And if you don't forgive me, your Nabi will be unhappy. And your enemy Shaitan will become happy. And I will be destroyed. You are far beyond that you will make your Nabi unhappy. And that you will make Shaitan your enemy, that you will make him happy. So Allah, forgive me." And then further he said, it is the way, the method, the habit of the Arabs, that when a prominent person, a special person passes away, then the family members go with all his slaves. In those days when they had slaves, and they now, in the honor of that person, they set all the slaves free. So he says that, oh Allah, this is the greatest and most honorable person. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, in his honor, set us all free also. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala called out loudly and he said, "Oh Allah, I'm also making the same dua and I'm presenting the same application also." So when we have that, and we can do it when we are here, even far away, we can present this to Allah Ta'ala. Jab huzuri ka alam ataho, unko afsanaye gham sunaye. Then we will tell Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam all the sad stories of our heart. That is how we miss him, how we want his deen to be alive, how he sacrificed, and today what is happening to the deen, and right in his own masjid, right around him also. And we will explain what the sad conditions are, and we will beg that he asks Allah Ta'ala for us, for deen, that how the true deen can be restored again. And we will have so much enjoyment there. Apna jana ho ghar humko wapas. Now we won't want to return home again. And how fortunate is that person who is at home, but his heart is there. And even now, all of us can do it right at this moment also. And regularly, we should be reading a kitab of Sirat also, especially during these days. This will help us tremendously from all these problems which are carrying on. The kitab of Sirat, as always, whatever connection with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we increase it. Allah relieves us of our problems. So a kitab of Sirat, a kitab of Durood Sharif, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi's Fazail-e Durood is very ideal. There are other kitabs also, so we should read that, and Durood Sharif itself also, and try and practice upon sunnahs as much as possible. Chupke chupke ye mange duaen. Quietly, quietly, these are the duas that we will be asking. That, oh Allah, we just want to stay here. You make it that we stay here, and make our stay there easy also for us. Tere dar par mera sar ho, ya Rab. And just, yeah, now we were in Medina Sharif. Now Hazrat is taking us now, immediately to Makkah Sharif. Right to the Multazam now. We are there at the Multazam. That your threshold, O Allah, your Kaaba, the Multazam, and my head is there at the, I'm holding on at the Multazam. And this is now, I'm making dua now to you there. Just now we were right at Rauza-e Mubarak in Medina Sharif. Now we are already transferred and we are at the Kaaba Sharif. Jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. And in this way we will give our lives for you. And that should be what our jazba, our feeling must be, to give our lives for Allah Ta'ala. That how we can give our lives. And when we are in the du'as, then also we must be engrossed. We must be immersed in those du'as. Deep down we should be there. If we can't shed tears, at least make our heart present. Make our mind present, and in that way we beg Allah Ta'ala. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Make me yours, O Allah. This is a great dua, which Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali also, towards the end of his life, used to make in abundance. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. O Allah, make you be ours, and you make us yours. And also, same time, can make this dua, that, oh Allah, I'm so evil, I'm so bad, shaitan, I follow nafs and shaitan. They are no gods also, they've got no power, they are our enemies, they can't do anything, but yet I'm pleasing them, I'm following them. You are our everything, you created us. All my namats I got, you have given them to me. Everything is in your control. I'm going to return to you, Ya Allah. Not to my nafs, not to shaitan. I'm going to be returning to you. Everything of mine is in your control. Please, out of your mercy, you make me yours. Take me away from nafs and shaitan. Take me out of the clutches of nafs and shaitan. Make me yours. Multazam par ye mange du'ain. These are the du'as we will make at Multazam. So Hazrat is teaching us also that what du'as we should be making. At Multazam, at all times, this is the du'a that Allah makes us heed. That we get Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when we ask for everyone, not only for ourselves, but Allah becomes, for everyone, Allah becomes the whole ummah. Allah give the whole of man and jinn iman and Islam. And Allah Ta'ala make us all He. And He becomes ours. And for that, the sawab we will get accordingly. And we can't imagine for us perhaps, how many of us will perhaps convert one person to Islam, make him a revert, one person in our lifetime. If we are fortunate, we may perhaps will make 1, 5, 10 people. But by dua, we can make the whole world. And we can get that sawab from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we can make the dua till the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. All jinn and men, give them all iman, Islam. And that if that perfect iman in Islam, O Allah. Mujhko dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat. Oh Allah, and this we make an effort in this direction, then Allah Ta'ala will also open on us. And then we realize that what is the value of both the worlds? This dunya has got no value. It is mata'ul ghurur. It is a place of deception. It is temporary. It is inferior. It is nothing, this dunya. And even the akhirat, when a person realizes that, then Jannat also in front of Allah and getting Allah, that is the reality. What is the value of Jannat also? Though we ask for Jannat, we have been commanded, and we should always ask for Jannatul Firdaus. Definitely we are not fit for Jannat also. As one Buzurg makes dua, "Oh Allah, if you just save me from Jahannam, I am happy with that also. Even if I don't get Jannat, I just get saved from Jahannam." When we are not even fit to come anywhere near Jannat, but we have been commanded, and Allah's fadl and karam knows no limits and no bounds. So we beg Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So Jannat we ask for, but really the real object is Allah Himself. And if we have got Allah, Jannat is also there. If we have got Allah, dunya is also ours. So the real thing that we have to get is we have to get Allah Ta'ala. If we get Allah, we will get Jannat also. If we get Allah, Allah will make our dunya's life also pleasant and comfortable. Allah will make it hayatan tayyiba, an enjoyable, a pleasant life. Allah Ta'ala will make it. But we are doing it the opposite way. We are striving to get dunya. And dunya is a shadow. And when you try and catch a shadow, you can't catch anything. You catch the object, and the shadow follows with in that. So we should just be following, trying to get a Jannat. And more than that, Allah Ta'ala. And if we make effort to find Allah, to please Allah, then we will have Jannat also, and Allah will make our dunya's life also Jannat. So that is the thing that we should be making effort for. As Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali said so beautiful, that Qadam Su'e Marqad, that our feet, our walking, our direction is towards the Qabr. And we are all going to the Qabr. Unfortunately, we might dislike it. We should be in fact enjoying it, that we are going to the Qabr. That is the place to go and meet Allah Ta'ala. And that is also an effort that we have to make. This coming to the Khanqa, ta'alluq that we make, etc., our zikr, our effort is so that the love of deen comes, love of akhirat comes. Not that we are afraid of dying. Not that that fear must go out of us. Mort is a thing. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody was going to the marketplace to do his shopping, whatever. So he told him, "See, if mort is for sale, buy it for me." That he wanted mort. They were eager to pass away and to leave this dunya. Unfortunately, today for us, it is the opposite. And till today, till now, the Palestinians in Afghanistan, somebody becomes a shaheed, they give out sweet meat. They give out shirni, that they are happy, or that this person has become a shaheed. And the mother is happy, I'm the mother of a shaheed. The father is happy, the children are happy, we are the children of a shaheed. So they are happy about it. But we look at, unfortunately, because of our 24 hours, perhaps our 25 hours is in dunya all the time. So, and if we do deen, little bit just by the way, just hit and run, and then we feel that I'm very pious. I'm a 5 times namazi, but our heart is not in there. And the real thing is where our heart is. Our heart, if we are busy in dunya also, but our heart is in deen. And while we're in dunya also, our heart is in deen. So, dono alam ki kya hai haqiqat. May Allah bless us to understand this also. And this comes into us that the two worlds also have got no value. Jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. You know, how many realms there may be, all of them we sacrifice them for you. This dunya also we sacrifice. One Buzurg Hazrat says, he makes dua that, "Oh Allah, you have kept your price very low still. That giving your whole life, you give it for Allah." He says that, "Oh Allah, increase your price." Allah has made Himself, He is the most valuable. But He made Himself so easy for us to get. So very easy. And Allah Ta'ala, as Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am very close. How close? وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, I am more closer to you than your jugular vein, which is known as your vein of life. In other words, more closer than your life is to you. I am more closer to you. So close is Allah. And as one Buzurg says, Allah is so close, and all He wants for us from our whole lifetime He gave us to find Him. And He made Himself so close. And still if we didn't find Allah after this whole lifetime, and in fact, may Allah protect us, we are going further and further away from Allah Ta'ala. We should be going and finding Allah. And once a person has found Allah, there is no greater joy. His hearing of the adhan puts him into an ecstasy. When he is coming to the masjid and making namaz, like some people who were unfortunately, they were deprived of coming to the masjid, or some people from different places, but when they read namaz with jamaat again, it gave them so much joy again. How many people who didn't make Juma for so many months and or even years, then when they got Juma, they felt so happy. So that ecstasy, that love of deen, Allah bless us with. And every matter of deen, more than we enjoy our food, more than we enjoy our cars, our homes, whatever else, the greatest enjoyment we get is in deen. And in fact, so much that whenever we, any ibadat we make, namaz, anything, we thank Allah that you made this, you commanded us, you gave us this order of namaz. And that we, oh Allah, that you are now allowing us to make namaz. The greatest thing in the world, iman, and Allah has given that. We will appreciate so much if somebody buys us a pair of shoes, somebody gives us some other, whatever it might be, we will show appreciation. How much do we show appreciation for the greatest gift? And that iman is directly from Allah Ta'ala. So much so that Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I haven't put hidayat in your hands also. And Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu should make shukr that if hidayat was in the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, first Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, his uncle should have got it. Where was Bilal, an Abyssinian slave? Where will he be in the queue? When is he going to get? But when Allah gives to. And that Allah has given us this iman, no matter how much shukr, and especially in this present times, we have to make much more shukr for this iman. It's the greatest gift. We get the tawfiq of namaz. We should make so much shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to make nafal namaz also. But at least the faraz that we know we have to do, make shukr to Allah. And also we should make shukr just on the outward namaz. The reality of namaz, we are far from that. What is namaz, the reality of namaz, we are very far. But just this outward namaz, and Allah's promise that if we will make shukr on that, Allah will increase. Then inshallah, Allah will give us the reality of namaz as well. Jitne alam ho, tujh par lutaye, sare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab. And then that we don't be just all the time in Medina Sharif and Makkah Sharif. We don't be just at the Kaaba Sharif, at the Rosa Mubarak. But we will now go and in the whole world. And with our dua also, we can travel. And the object of going in the world to make alive the remembrance of Allah. That everyone engages, and that we should desire. As we wish for our close family people, close people, that they must have the comforts of dunya. It's cold, nice now, yeah, in our places, that people must be warm, or in hot places, that Allah gives them things to cool themselves. Where there are droughts, that Allah sends water. Where there are floods, Allah Ta'ala relieve them of that. All this, in the same way, we should also, that the name of Allah, that everyone becomes a Muslim. When we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and we beg of Allah for His favor, for us, for our families, then the first thing we should really beg for is for Iman and Islam. As we want our children, we want to see them healthy, we want to see them happy, no financial problems, no arguments, no fights, everything going nicely. We love to see that. More than that, that the Iman and Islam must be intact. And ours also first, and theirs also. That was what, so the whole world we will wish that for. There are darde muhabbat sunai. And we will go around and we should have that desire that, oh Allah, we spread the pain of your love. In other words, the great enjoyment of your love that make us the means to spread it in the world. Let everyone in the world see this. One great alim, Maulana Abdul Majid Nadeem Sahib, Rahmatullah Alif, who visited our country also, on one occasion he says that if you have to go from the east of the world to the west, just to give a 10-minute bayan, it is very, very much worth it also. No matter how much money you spend, how much difficulty you go through, but you can give a bayan, you can talk about Allah. You have to go from the east to the west, from the north to the south, go and just the 10 minutes also, it is worthwhile. So to speak about deen is the greatest thing. And wherever we get the opportunity, it is really, really, really worthwhile. Sare alam ko majnu banaye. We make the whole world, we make them mad in the love of Allah Ta'ala. As one brother said so nicely, Corona, COVID-19 is only now about less than 2 years. But everyone in the world knows about it. People in the jungles, people who are in villages, on the sea, whoever, everyone knows about what actually we should have been done, and the ummah, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبِ. This was our duty, that la ilaha illallah, everyone should have been knowing about it. Everyone is now frightened for COVID. We should have worked that everyone is desirous of la ilaha illallah. And everyone wants to, whatever happens, I must have la ilaha illallah. I can't, now we want to save ourselves from COVID at all expenses. I must save myself. We should be making such an effort and we should be making dua. Give me this tawfiq, ya Allah, that I can spread this kalima to the whole world and present it such a way that everyone becomes desirous, that I can't live without la ilaha illallah. The whole world should have la ilaha illallah. Sare alam ko majnu banakar, and making the whole world, making them mad in this love of Allah Ta'ala, mere maula tere geet gaaye. We all sing your praises of Allah, and we are all taking great enjoyment and pleasure. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. That all the praises of Allah Ta'ala, everyone is just engaged all the time and is connected with Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. And when this happens, lazzat-e qurb paakar teri hum. And when we get this lazzat-e qurb, this enjoyment of this closeness of yours, when we are blessed with that, O Allah, lazzat-e do jahan bhool jai. Then we forget all the enjoyments of the two worlds. Of dunyas also, all that we can understand. Even we forget the enjoyments of Jannah. And that is a reality. When the people of Jannah will meet Allah, will see Allah Ta'ala, they will completely forget. Not that it is at the back of their mind, they will forget Jannah. But all the fruit and the food, and all the women and the rivers, and the fountains, and everything of Jannah which will be so, the garden, and what great, great enjoyment of Jannah. But in view of Allah, that enjoyment, that beauty, that they will forget this completely. They won't even ever think of it in any way whatsoever. And if Allah blesses, and how many of Allah's bandas in this world, Allah bless them with that. That enjoyment they get, that the things of this dunya then mean nothing to them whatsoever. And even Jannah, that is also not their object. Dar badar dhoondta hai ye akhtar, then Hazrat says, and just from this we can gauge and understand what is the position of Hazrat. Hazrat says, I'm going from place to place looking for this. What am I looking for? Ehle darde muhabbat ko paaye, that I find those people who are your lovers. And when do we find that the Ahlullah, that the person, when they make out this person, they discern this person has got the potential of becoming a lover of Allah. Just that stuff, they make him very close to them. And they sacrifice everything for that person. And people who are in high positions of dunya, they have got no value in front of their eyes. Those people who discard deen, who haven't got time for deen, haven't got value for deen. And on the other hand, a poor person, it's a person who may be helpless also. Even that person, they see that person, he's got the desire for deen. And he's a potential to become a great wali of Allah Ta'ala. They will sacrifice everything what they can for that person. So you can see Hazrat's position, how great Hazrat is, and what is in the heart of Hazrat. And this is what he wants for all of us to have. And that is why we come and gather here. We come regularly all the time. It is to bring this within our lives. May Allah bless us all with it. We work in this direction and make this our objective of life, inshallah.